بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وله. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله تعالى says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, أولم يروا أن جعلنا حرما آمنا ويتخطف الناس من حولهم أفبالباطل يؤمنون وبنعمة الله يكفرون. Have they not seen that we made Mecca a safe sanctuary, while people are being taken away all around them? Then in falsehood do they believe, and in the favor of Allah they disbelieve. So this particular ayah, this particular verse, was highlighting the fact that the Quraysh, because they lived at the Kaaba, and because the Kaaba had such a honorable status, people would respect them and give them safety. Despite the fact that in the whole area, in the Arabian Peninsula, it was a very dangerous place. What's also interesting is that if you look two ayat before it, Allah says, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. And when they board a ship, they supplicate to Allah, sincere to Him in religion, but when He delivers them to land, they go again back associating partners with Allah. Look at the parallel. You're in Mecca, it's safe, and everywhere around you is dangerous. You're in a boat and it's safe, everywhere around you is water and you could drown. So they're showing, Allah Ta'ala is showing the parallel here, saying what? In a boat, you're surrounded by danger, and so you seek Allah's protection. So realize that Mecca is like this boat. You are in a safe place, but danger is all around you, so seek Allah's protection as well. That same sort of idea and reminder is there. So the parallel is very beautiful. This is a message to Quraysh, because they were embracing the blessings of Allah, being the custodians of the house, of the Kaaba, and yet they were associating partners with Allah. And so they were being reminded that you are blessed with a particular kind of wealth, you are blessed with a particular kind of safety, and that you are looked up to as leaders. So much so that when Mecca embraced Islam, what happened as a result? The surrounding tribes said, well, if they take Islam seriously, Islam must be something serious, looked into it, and one by one, tribe after tribe, embraced Islam. So this is our history. And we know this. Allah says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. So, how do we take a lesson from that today? The lesson, and Allah knows best, is that we as Muslims in the West, we have a certain unique situation. We are living in a certain particular level of wealth, similar. We are enjoying the blessing of safety, similar. In many different parts of the Muslim world, there's a lack of wealth and a lack of safety. You don't find that there's such peace and prosperity. And much of the world also looks up to us as leaders. You'll find that often it's the case that when people visit from Muslim countries and they see us practicing our Islam here, they get so amazed. And say, how incredible that you guys are so serious about Islam here. Meanwhile, I'm from a Muslim country. I need to go back. I'm inspired. I'm going to take my Islam more seriously. This has happened many times. I've seen it myself personally. I'm sure we all have. So what I'm trying to say is that we have this blessing of wealth, of safety. We also have the blessing of influence to whatever degree is possible. We have the blessing of influence. And furthermore, we have the blessing of influence when it comes to the people in the West itself. We have the ability to change hearts and minds. We have the ability to open their eyes to Islam, alhamdulillah. We should remember that the Prophet says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَقْوَامًا يَخْتَصُهُمْ بِالنِّعَمِ لِمَنَافِعِ الْعِبَادِ وَيُقِرُّهُمْ فِيهَا مَا بَذَلُوهَا فَإِذَا مَنَعُوهَا نَزَعَهَا مِنْهُمْ فَحَوَّلَهَا إِلَى غَيْرِهِمْ. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, indeed, Allah has certain people who He chooses for His blessings just for the sake of benefiting others. It could be the case that the knowledge you have is meant to bless somebody else. The wealth that you have, the wisdom that you have, the talents that you have, you were given this, why? So that you could benefit other people. And He's going to continue to establish and keep giving those blessings to you so long as you keep giving to others. So if you withhold them, if this person withholds them, then He's going to remove these blessings from him and transfer them to somebody else. Authentic hadith. Furthermore, the Prophet says, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ نِعْمَةً فَأَسْبَغَهَا عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ حَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِ فَتَبَرَّمَ فَقَدْ عَرَّضَ تِلْكَ النِّعْمَةَ لِلزَّوَالِ. That the Prophet says, there is no servant that Allah blesses with a certain blessing and perfects it, completes it, gives him a very complete blessing. And That servant then turns that into some sort of a job that he can help the needs of others with. But then, later on, he starts to become lazy about it. He starts to become bored with it. He stops helping people. What's going to happen? That's never going to happen, except that Allah is going to start doing zawad, start slowly taking away that blessing from that individual. This can apply to work. People start a certain degree. They study more and more and more. They become a professional at their job. They go out and work and start benefiting others. So long as you persist and help others, you're going to be sharp at your skills. You're going to continue and be professional. The moment you get lazy and start to slacken, what's going to happen as a result? Someone else, somebody hungrier, somebody more dedicated, somebody more serious, somebody more passionate is going to take your place and your skills are going to dull. That can be in terms of life. We all see it all around us when it comes to work. But it can also be the case when it comes to the blessings that you have. For example, you can serve this community. You can help out to watch the ummah grow. You can help out to teach those that are younger and to help them develop and foster their deen. You could participate in this community with whatever skills that you may possibly have. And if you do so, then Allah Ta'ala is going to continue to bless you and increase you in your skill set so that you can continue to have a positive effect. The moment you feel this attitude that you say to yourself, you know what? I'm too good for all this hard work. I'm tired of helping everybody else out. They don't appreciate me enough anyway. What does that prove? The moment you say to yourself, they don't appreciate me enough anyway. You were looking for people's appreciation. That was the problem. You weren't supposed to be looking for appreciation from the people. You're supposed to be seeking approval from Allah. You're supposed to be seeking your approval from God Almighty. And it's at that moment that you decide, you know what? I've had enough of this. They don't appreciate me. I deserve more recognition from these people. Obviously, your mind is in the wrong set, in the wrong place. You should be seeking approval from Allah and appreciation from Allah. What's going to happen when you have that attitude? Somebody else who isn't looking for the appreciation of people. Rather, he's only looking for the approval and the pleasure of Allah. That person is going to outwork you and take your place because they are working for who? Ash-Shakir or Ash-Shakur. Allah, who is the most appreciative, the one who is the most grateful for whatever deeds the servant does. And your blessings will therefore diminish. So what is the point? That whatever blessing you have, use it. Whatever influence you have, use it. However you can participate in this community, use it. Whoever you can talk to at work or at school, use it. Whatever skill that you have, whatever comment you have, whatever idea that you have, whatever truth that you have, if all you know is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, say that Allah is one, then go out and say that Allah is one. If that's all you know, why? Because the Prophet says, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْقَلِيلِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْكَثِيرِ. Whoever doesn't appreciate the little things, they won't appreciate the big things either. If you don't get in the habit of appreciating the little things, then you won't appreciate the big things. So, you might say to yourself, I only have a small amount of influence. Be grateful for that influence. Even if it's small. Why? Because when you're appreciative of the little, then you will use it. And subhanAllah, walhamdulillah, when all of us use our influence, no matter how small it is, it will build up. And ultimately, it will help us to be more grateful for our greatest blessings, all of our blessings. The greatest ni'mah being the ni'mah and the blessing of Islam. So may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who reflect upon these ayat. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.